want to now accept that we know at some time or other we're going to reach that consciousness which can know wherever I look, my invisible self is there. And that invisible self is the only self that is there. We're going to reach that someday. We're going to look up to the sky and we're going to know myself is there. We're going to look beyond the sky and know myself is there. We're going to look all over the earth and know myself is there, all over the air, all over the sea. We're going to know this is the truth of us. But we're going to know more than it is the truth of us. We will have the experience of it again and again and again until it's as normal to us as it has been to walk the earth on two legs. And it will become normal to us as we develop the capacity to be faithful to what we are. Now let's assume we had reached a point where through practice we knew that the entire invisible universe is myself and that there is no visible universe. That concept was strictly there because I was living in material sense, unaware of being. Now I want to explore. Why should my consciousness be only right here, in this little spot, if I am everywhere? And you will find that you have the capacity to do just that if you have carefully practiced that the presence of the invisible self everywhere is you. When it is you, you can go into other exercises than you have up to now. We're going to do one. Its success will depend on whether you are the one self everywhere or not. All around you is life, and life is moving. Life is vibrant. Life is radiant. There are life currents moving up, up, up all around you. They can lift you if you are still, if you are not living in a second self, if you can lose the concept of a second self and find that invisible self that you are, the pure consciousness, the pure at heart, the pure spirit, you can rest there. I, the pure spirit, am not localized. And this temporary consciousness that formed itself as a form can be dissolved. And I can be lifted into other realms, present all the time, right here and right now. If the mortal self is dropped away, these living, radiant currents will lift me into a higher realm than the visible world. Where thought is not human, where no person may enter. Where the soul provides its own light that goes before itself, you find you are not in the universe of the mind. but you are somewhere else. It is a realm that the mind does not know. And you are there as a living soul. And it is there that you discover that you are truly a free self, not limited, that within your own omnipresence is everything needed, always present, that health is omnipresent, that divine qualities are everywhere in their fullness. There is no place where you travel through the realm of soul where you are not aware that the fullness of every need is already completely manifested in the invisible. This is the truth of the earth that we walk in form, but we only learn about it when we release ourselves out of the mind universe. We can feel that all error on the earth is but a concept of the human mind, that all belief in bad health is in something that has no real existence whatsoever, that behind all the bad health on earth is the omnipresent divine health and its perfection. We realize that we are eternal beings, that we are immortal beings, that we are unlimited being, that we are totally self-contained. We never lack and never have. We have never been limited except by the mental mountains that we had built around ourselves. That every problem we ever encountered was within the valleys created by the mental mountains we had built, that never really existed. We learn the truth of being is freedom now, peace now, not to be attained, but present and always to be experienced by one who accepts the omnipresence of being and confides himself to that infinity without thought, without fear. And so we find previews as the currents of light lift us and liberate us. Until one day we find this is normal. It isn't something you do for an exercise, it's the way it is. If you can just remove the veil of concept that separates you from the normal perfection of your eternal being. The psalmist who wrote the 23rd Psalm was telling us this. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. He was telling us that heaven and hell are both a myth. There is no such thing. All that is present is yourself. Nothing is present anywhere other than yourself. There is no heaven, there is no hell, there is no down, there is no up. There is only your invisible self everywhere, and that's all that is here. And when all the debris, all the unconscious beliefs, all of the material sense, everything that we have thought existed in material form is dropped from our consciousness, when there is no second self, no second world, no second creation, only my total invisible self, which is the essence of the Father, you will move through that self. And you will experience the perfection of that self everywhere. And the day is now. The psalmist was telling us that yourself is where you have thought there was space and there is time. The time isn't there and the space isn't there. Only yourself is. And looking at yourself from a human view, you have seen time and space where only yourself is. You have seen bad health where only your perfect self is. You have seen birth and death where only your timeless self is. You have been looking at your own infinite being and seeing a finite progression in time and space which never was there. Coming to understand this is coming into the first resurrection. There are times when you practice the exercise we just went through briefly, when you are really lifted beyond the mental realm. And things become clear to you that are not clear in the mental realm. The illusion of humanhood becomes very clear. The hollowness of the mortal shell becomes very clear. The false sense of a lifespan is no longer acceptable. You are eternal being. In the acceptance of omnipresent self as invisible everywhere, you are accepting that you are eternal being. You are rejecting that life began for you at the cradle. You are rejecting that life ends for you at the grave. You are rejecting mortal conditions as being part of a cosmic hypnotism. And you accept this truth for everyone you know. And you don't have to do something about it, because the truth is the truth. You don't have to establish the truth, or invent the truth, or create the truth. Health is everywhere now. Abundance is everywhere now in yourself. And if you're not in yourself, you must have the good and the bad. But you can restore yourself instantly. By refusing to be a second self in a second world. Refusing to be material self when you are spiritual being. Now do your friends a real service. If you love them as they are, not as you see them. Do your parents a real service. Do your children a real service. Love them as you love yourself. See them not as your eye sees them. If they're wheezing, don't hear them wheeze with your human ears. If they're doing things you consider wrong, don't see them with human eyes. Don't fall into the false human sense of responsibility. If you fulfill your spiritual responsibility, the Father who seeth in secret will visibly fulfill what you had thought was your human responsibility. All your human responsibilities are fulfilled when you walk invisibly in the kingdom of God. That's the great secret of learning who you are. Everything you are visibly fulfills what we have called our human responsibilities. It fulfills the responsibility of home, family, business, health. It moves the heart. It moves the pulse. It moves the bloodstream. Invisibly, your universe is divinely governed. And that appears outwardly as harmony. If you pursue the human responsibilities humanly, you're subject to human error and human misjudgment. And you're bringing everyone back into a false life stream of a second world. So the word trust is to trust your Father's Self. He knoweth your needs. He knoweth what the outer normal human sense needs. He sees through the human needs. It is His good pleasure to give you the kingdom, to provide all that is necessary, and therefore He is doing that. You see, the kingdom is already providing all the health that is necessary on this earth. There's no health lacking. There's simply no consciousness to receive it. There's no food lacking. There's no security lacking. The consciousness to receive it is all that is needed. It is present. And it is present in your one self. Whether you walk through the valley of the shadow of heaven or the shadow of hell, that is a human concept, and you can walk through it without fear because all that is there is yourself, the divine being that you are. And then you're in one world, the universe, which is the kingdom, one self, that self which is birthless and deathless. And because it is the only, you can stretch out your arms to everyone you know invisibly and welcome them into the one self that you are, knowing there is nothing to be done for them in the outer. It is being done in the inner, and the recognition of it, the acceptance of it as the only self present, will be for them the light that opens them to their identity as the one self, in which they grasp and feel the invisible nature of their own true being. And that will reveal itself as the restoration of harmony where they are. That is the best you can do for them. You can give them no higher degree of fidelity. Anything less is violating your spiritual responsibility. This is how you earn your way into being a permanent resident of reality. This is how you prepare your foundation, so that from this preparation comes your capacity to live by the word instead of human bread. This is the preparation for the voice, the preparation for the impartation, the preparation for divine sustenance. The more you live in the divine self of being as the one, the less you malpractice your neighbor, the more you fulfill all responsibilities, and the more you are making possible that day when the door opens. And you find I, yourself, realized. Now, in another exercise, place your eye at a certain point within you. As you close your eyes, you'll notice your center of attention normally falls roughly about the bridge of the nose. That's the way it normally falls in some. Now raise that center to about your forehead within. And hold it there for a moment. we'll stay at that particular place within ourselves. It's as if you were almost not quite cross-eyed. It should be pleasant and comfortable. You're just holding your attention slightly above the bridge of the nose, within yourself, inside the forehead. Now, just to see how easy you can move that around, move that to the back of your head, that center of interest. Then move it up to the top of your head, so that you can have a point of interest or a focal point just about wherever you choose. You can move it down to your foot if you want to. You might try that just to see how easy it is to move the point of focus of your consciousness to any part of your body. Later you learn you can move it out in any part of the universe. Now bring it back just above the eyes, behind the eyes, in the forehead, and rest there a moment. And let's take the phrase, "I stand at the door." This is yourself, and the door is, you might say, the entrance to the soul or the exit from your mind. Just beyond your mind is a door. And center your interest now right there on that door, on the light that is white behind that door, the white light behind the door. And just rest there until the light itself opens the door for you. You find there's a gentle exchange in which your mind permits the light to open the door, and again, you're out of mind, you're in soul. In one breathtaking second, soul takes over. Now, in this position, we're open to impartation. We're above the realm of human thought. And all that can enter is divine thought. There's no place where human thought can be. We're not even capable of thought if we have followed the exercise correctly. And as you rest in this position, all that exists is the infinite universe. That's all that is being. There is nothing else. You are sowing to spirit. You are resting in the Word. You are waiting upon the Father. You're really, at this moment, living in yourself. Yourself in which you are living is all intelligence. It is all divine consciousness. It is all power. It contains the fullness of God. And as you're living in it, you are making your tomorrows, which will appear in a human world. The white light behind the door is your universe and yourself. It is the source, and it is the manifestation of that source. It unfolds itself. When your mental consciousness is out of the way, it unfolds itself. And the infinite consciousness of your own self lives itself, which is Christ living my life. Those of you who are doing this regularly know that out of the infinite invisible flows the miracles of all time. We are held within the realm of spirit. In John, Pilate, thou couldst have no power over me. When you have established the universal, the infinite nature of your being as spirit, when you have lived there above the realm of human thought, when you have seen it flow forth into visible expression as every need fulfilled, when you have discovered that you are not the physical form, you are not that second self, then you know too that where Pilate, where every aggressor, where every claim appears, it is merely being presented to you. It isn't there because your invisible self is there. You're being tested again. Are you accepting your invisible self, or are you accepting the claim? When you accept your invisible self there, which is the pure essence of God, to the claim you say, without words necessarily, but just by your attitude, your rejection, you say to the claim, thou couldst have no power over me. In other words, I know I am the invisible essence of God. And this claim, therefore, this Pilate has no power. It was a presentation of the world mind, the material sense mind, to me, saying, look what I can do to you. And it was getting away with it because you were not in the self of you. But when you're in the self of you, you can face any claim with the knowledge that it is not there. It is a presentation to you by the carnal mind, but you have the power to not accept it. It doesn't exist in you. The claim is never in you. It's in your second self. It's in the self you are not. And until you live in the self you are, every claim that hits you, you think is in you. You think that you have this problem. You have this physical disease. You have this physical malfunction. But it isn't in you. It's in the false sense of self you entertain about you. And as you prove that out, you discover you've never been sick. You never even had a pain. The false sense of you suffered the pain. The false sense of you suffered the sickness because you weren't living in you. And suppose you had now proved it out enough that you could look at anyone and know this is true of them too. They're suffering with a false pilot. They're suffering with a claim because they do not know that there is no claim in their self. They're not living in their self. What do I have to do for them? But only their self is there. That self, which they think they are, isn't there. The Spirit made no dictators. The Spirit doesn't permit killing. The Spirit doesn't permit diseases. All that was made by the Spirit. Then what is this? This false self has a false claim. Don't get rid of the false claim. Get rid of the false self. How do you get rid of it? You know who is there. The self of God, which is yourself, is there. And that's what you do every time you're faced with a claim from another individual. Don't get rid of their claim. See them as they are. They are not there. The invisible Spirit of God, which is their self and yourself, is there. And you don't have to get rid of the false self or the false claim. They are not there. The only self that is there, and it has no claim, and rest in that word. That resting is saying to Pilate, thou couldst have no power over me, even though you think you're going to crucify me. And if Pilate had said to him that Pilate had a sore throat, or Pilate had a bad heart, he could have known there was no Pilate there to have a sore throat or a bad heart. But he could only know it because he knew who was there. His invisible spirit, the Spirit of God, was there. And this is the truth that you and I must learn to face. Day in and day out, we'll come again to the same problem in a different form or shape or name. Always because we are putting false persons, false selves, where only the invisible Spirit of God can be. Now that's our foundation. And that foundation must be developed. And as you develop it, the power of the Spirit of God, the omnipotence of the Spirit, can reveal itself. It could never reveal itself to a human being living in a human sense form, only in fragments. The miracles of old, the greater works, are just beyond the realm of the human consciousness, awaiting recognition. And they will pour forth in abundance. Don't get rid of the claim. Get rid of the false self of the individual making the claim. By knowing there is no false self present. The only self present is the invisible Spirit of God, which is your invisible self. Practice this whether you get claims from people or not, until it's very normal to live that way. From that, everything necessary flows into experience. You'll get the hang of it. It takes a long time, but when you get the hang of it, there's just no other way to go. Now, we're going to apply all of this next week. We're going to take some of these principles and add a few to this basic one of I am the omnipresent self, and we're going to see how, when applied, these principles are infallible. Now then, during the week, it becomes necessary for you to live in the conscious awareness that you are only one self, that there is no physical you and a spiritual you, that there is no permanent, eternal, spiritual self and a changing physical you. And in your consciousness, you must get rid of the one who is not there, to whatever degree you find your capacity to do that. You will increase that capacity if you ask the Master within to help you. Turn to the higher self that you accept and rest in it, knowing that it always does its function. And when you have established that to some degree, you can go into the exercise of looking behind the forehead into the white light behind the door of human consciousness, feeling the radiant currents of the invisible lifting you up into realms where the dove actually descends to impart upon you the glory of the invisible universe as a living reality right where you are. With that preparation, we can look at the application of that principle to everything that comes to us in this world, so that we can dispose of it, put it behind us, clarify the air, move in the unconditioned realm. So those are your two exercises, the big ones. If there's anyone on this earth that you're malpracticing, please make it a point this week to know that the invisible essence of God is where they are. Don't worry that you don't feel it. You've got to know it first before you feel it. And you've got to accept it before you feel it. And only when you have been willing to go that far can the invisible dove lift you into the experience of that which you have been willing to accept. Your acceptance precedes the experience in most cases. You'll be all the better for it. There'll be a few brief announcements. Terminate the class.